podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Deaconess Tiffany Manor. Today, we're going to be talking about God's mission in some places that are in communities just like yours. I am joined by one of my coworkers today, Stephanie Neugebauer. So welcome, Steph. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Thank you. It's so different to be on this end of things. Normally, we're co-hosting together. First, I want to share that this is kind of fun for both of us because this is a crossover episode, actually, between our new podcast, God's Mission Here, which is why you started with where God's mission is, but also for our Friends for Life podcast out of LCMS Life Ministry. And so I'm very excited to be able to introduce this season to our listeners who are new to God's Mission Here, but for our Friends for Life listeners, this season will be dedicated to mental health specifically. And a little bit about me, I am manager of LCMS Health Ministry out of the Office of National Mission. Well, not only are Tiffany and I coworkers, but actually Tiffany is my boss. So that's very kind that you would call me that. It's such a joy to be serving our church in this way. In addition to the role that I have for Synod, I also am a pastor's wife. We live in Northeast Arkansas, and we have three kids. Right now, as we're recording, we're in the midst of summer, which means my kids are home from school, and it's been a special challenge to keep everyone happy, busy, and fed. But it's a joy to be in this season of life as well, and I'm grateful that I get to do both, that I get to be with my kids even during the summer and also provide this kind of care for our church through the Office of National Mission.
You're a great gift, and you've got a lot of years in serving in the Office of National Mission. Now, on God's Mission Here as a podcast, we usually start with talking about what God's mission is, like where it is and who gets to be involved. So, Steph, you've not been on God's Mission Here yet. How would you describe to the people who are listening what God's mission is?
God's mission is so big and so vast, but the exciting thing is that he involves us in it. God's mission is to have a people for himself. It all started back with claiming the nation of Israel as his people and then giving them an identity. And so too, even as we're on this side of the resurrection, we've been given the Great Commission by Jesus himself, which is Matthew 28, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we're supposed to go forth to all nations to bring them into the one nation that is the people of God, the people that God has claimed for himself as his own possession. So God's mission is creating and growing his people. And like I said, we're gifted with that mission. We're co-laborers with God himself to accomplish his kingdom yet on earth.
Yeah, we get the joy of sharing the good news, proclaiming the good works that God has done to the people that he's put into our lives. You mentioned your kids. You know, you get to do that with your children, with your neighbors, the members of your congregation. I do as well. Our family members, in our extended family, and there's so many people who need to hear that. Some may have never heard about Jesus, but for others, it's a reminder. Even for people who are baptized believers, need that continual proclamation of the gospel, what God has done for them, and how he brings us together as the body of Christ. Now, you're able to articulate that so beautifully, Steph, because you went to seminary. Now, not everybody goes to seminary, but you have, and you've been a great gift to the church since then. Actually, your first gig, your first role out of seminary, I think, was serving in the Office of National Mission and Life and Health Ministry. And then you've also focused on raising your family. And you've continued on and now have had several years of serving with us in a variety of capacities. But since you mentioned your title as Manager of Health Ministry, tell us more about health ministry and how that's a mission of Christ Church.
Yeah, thank you. It's fun to be able to share specifically about what LCMS Health Ministry is because I think it's kind of an ambiguous term. Well, what is health? How is it defined? And what exactly does the church do to care for health. LCMS Health Ministry is simply a support, an encouragement for congregations, for individuals at a very local level, because that's where God's mission is. It's your local context. It's your neighbors. And so we encourage Christ-centered wellness in body and soul, mind and spirit. And we work to develop resources to support our churches and our districts in regards to mental health, physical health, and even wellness education. And as we think of a theology of the body, we know that God created us body, mind, and spirit. And so our approach to wellness and to health is a holistic approach that encompasses all aspects of our created being, body, mind, and spirit.
And we're going to focus in this season, all of the episodes for God's Mission Here and Friends for Life, on mental health. So what do we mean by mental health when we say those two words together?
Yeah, well, I'll do my best to summarize what people will be hearing in this season. There are mental health professionals who have defined this better than I can, and even our guests who have more experience in mental health first aid, like you'll hear from Kelly Minky. She does a great job of defining what we mean by mental health. But one thing that I do want to highlight is that mental health is not merely talking about the absence of disease or illness. Mental health, again, is this holistic approach to our mental wellness. And so when we think of mental wellness, we think of social, emotional, cognitive, behavioral wellness, all of these which affect our inner being and our relationship with others. Mental health also includes our ability to cope with stressors, and you'll hear from our guests about resiliency and how to build resilient minds in the face of challenges, whether they're internal or external. We think of mental health not only in terms of ourselves, but also as we care for our neighbors, as we care for others, and we look outwards. So we know that as the body of Christ, we not only care for our own health, but we care for the health of those within our congregation, our families, our church workers. We think outside of ourselves. And as a Christian, that's what we're called to do. And then we'll also talk about how, mental health is a spectrum, or it's on a continuum. Kelly, again, does a really good job of explaining and clarifying this. But even from day to day or month to month or year to year, someone may face mental health challenges or even experience a diagnosable mental illness. And it's the goal of support systems, whether that be clinical psychologists, therapists, physicians, your pastor, to care for you even in illness, and to offer ways to cope, to build resiliency, to work towards mental wellness in a point where one feels healthy mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Thanks so much for explaining the phrases we're using in this series. I've noticed in the work that I do, and of course, I'm not a licensed clinical provider. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a counselor, a professional counselor, nor are you. We're church workers. We serve in the LCMS Office of National Mission. But what I've noticed out with some of the professional terminology is a wide variety of terms. So, there's emotional behavioral support or care or services. You can even sometimes in communities driving down the street see that on the sign of a healthcare building, emotional behavioral something that might be named after the town or the agency. But really out in the public, we hear mental health used most commonly. And I know some providers, like a psychologist, might say like, oh, we need to, you say disorder versus illness. And so there's a lot of different terms and language that we can use. But like the figurative man on the street, we hear people concerned about mental health. So that's why we're using that term. And there's, other times where we've provided materials from LCMS Health Ministry, and people have said, oh, that's strange. I wouldn't have thought of that particular disorder. It's like a brain disorder. Like, why are you talking about that with mental health? It's like, well, there's there's resources used by professionals like the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, version 5, like the DSM-5. Well, because that diagnosis is in there, well, that's why we're talking about it. So, you know, some of the guests may use different terminology than others. You know, even brought up stuff, you know, spectrum versus continuum. And hopefully listeners will understand we're talking about similar concepts and trying to use a variety of language because that's what's out there in various disciplines and in areas of service, care, specialty. But it's all important to talk about. So what depending on the words we're most used to hearing or using, and it's just for so long, the church in particular and society in general didn't talk about mental health problems or mental health challenges. I think sometimes it was a fear of, really suicide, that if people talked about it, that it might make it a bit of a social contagion. Other people would sort of become mentally ill or might have some copycat kind of situations if someone was having self-harm actions or dying by suicide. And so I often say, like, that was like a clumsy way for the world to deal with mental health, like, you know, to kind of, they felt like it was a preventative measure, but it actually increased stigma. And then people didn't talk about mental health. And now it's changing and stigma is being reduced, which is beneficial because people can get the care they need. So that's my quick and also perhaps clumsy way of saying, I think this topic is really important because when we need to talk about it, because people need to know it's okay to get care. It's okay to say, hey, I have been feeling anxious. I have been feeling depressed and I need support for this. I need gifts that God has given in this world to have care for that. So Steph, what do you think? What is important about mental health? And so that, why are we talking about this?
Well, you already mentioned the stigma that has been in the past and is slowly decreasing as we come into the 2000s around even having a conversation about mental health. It's not something that was typically talked about within the church, family setting, even between friends. And often, I think, as you had said, could be a result of people fearing the consequences, whether that be the social consequences of discussing mental health or the consequences of a single relationship. Well, if my friend knows I'm struggling with this, what will they think of me? How will they look at me differently? Or if my family knows that I'm dealing with this, where will my place be in the family or how will it be affected? And those are all, fair questions and normal questions to ask. But I think that the positives of bringing this more into light and the open is that if we know, then we're able to address. Again, that's something that Kelly, one of our guests, talks about with mental health first aid. Let's try to identify these challenges, even these signs and symptoms early on, so that we can address and work towards a state of wellness. It doesn't take a long Google search to find that we're also dealing with a global mental health crisis, that mental disorders, mental illness is on the rise and mental well-being has plummeted. And there's a lot of different social and maybe even environmental factors that may play into it. And we're not necessarily here to comment on that. But if you see or read the news, that won't be news to you, no pun intended. But then this topic is important because the church cares about this, because our Lord cares about us, our whole being, who we are, body, mind, and spirit. We were created by God, redeemed by God, and sanctified in our baptisms through the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are now temples of the Spirit himself who's living within us. And so we take great care in all things dealing with our bodies because our bodies actually don't belong to us. They are God's holy temple, and caring for it, body, mind, and spirit, We serve Christ in that way. And we also have an opportunity through that to share the good news of Jesus with other people.
Yeah, the church is really where all healthcare originated. The Good Samaritan, of course, is a parable that most people associate with healthcare, with hands-on physical healthcare. Hospitals, the vocation of nursing, all originating within the Christian church. A lot of people forget that now because it has become a secular or even a governmental function. But also, you know, why wouldn't healthcare be part of how the church cares for people? You have said so beautifully that we care for people in both body and soul. And so mental health care is that whole person way of looking at people. Like, you know, we're not just going to put it, take care of a bleeding wound. We're going to take care of wounds that affect people in their minds as well. And manifest in, you know, the ways they relationally are able to interact with people. So, you know, there's that, a relational aspect to our mental health. So it should be very, very natural for Christians to want to provide care to others for their mental health.
If I can just add, Tiffany, too, that even as we're focusing this entire season on mental health, I'm thankful for the guests that we have that have kind of brought the broader perspective and where mental health fits into the broader picture of the body. To mention one, Dr. Mark Rockenbach is a guest, and he talks about even mental health from a spiritual aspect and talking about the correlation of forgiveness with our mental attitudes and our mental health. And Sarah Golseth, which many of our listeners will probably be familiar with that name, comes on to discuss how word and sacrament ministry, spiritual care for our souls, affects our mental wellness, and then also physical. She's a bike rider, and how moving your body and caring for your physical body also strengthens the health of your spirit and your mind. And so we don't discuss mental health to the detriment of care for our spirit or our physical bodies. But even as we're stressing, we're focusing on mental health, we always remember the context that is the whole person, the whole body.
Absolutely. So you've mentioned, I think, three of the guests and topics. You mentioned Kelly Minky, you mentioned Mark Rockenbach, Sarah Golseth. Any other topics or guests that you want to highlight as a bit of a preview for the listeners to look forward to in the entire season?
Yeah, we can look forward to all of them, not just the ones that I mentioned. Let me just go down the line. I think it's great what we have. I've learned from every single person we've had on, and I hope that our listeners will go through this entire season and be able to kind of get multiple perspectives and voices on this. So Sarah Golseth talks about her top 10 tips for mental wellness. Dr. Mark Rockenbach talks about forgiveness and how it affects our mental health. Juliana Schultz, DCE, who works out of the Office of National Mission, talks about our mental health in our youth, specifically our adolescents. Drs. Bratton and Karge, two of the three CPH authors for the new curriculum, Resilient Minds, they come on to talk about building resiliency starting already when our children are young, say fifth, sixth grade, and how we can help our children cope through the challenges that may affect their mental wellness so that they can build some muscle and be resilient even as life throws things at them that are hard. And then Kelly Minky comes on to talk about mental health first aid. So I do hope that you'd go through the entire season, listeners, and even share with friends, with people in your church, and consider how you can care for those around you.
Yeah, and even caring for through your congregation, this could be some options to consider. You know, how is it that as individuals we care for the neighbors, and neighbors can be whomever God has put in our lives. Our family members are our neighbors in the sense that God brings them to us and puts them nearest to us. To be able to share the gospel with them. So, you know, how do we do that as individuals? But then even some thoughts about how we can do that as congregations, schools, and ministries. And so I think that there'll be some good ideas that are guests will share about that. And, you know, if we can really think about the outreach possibilities with mental health for the church. So that is something that, you know, like healthcare that I mentioned before, the church can do in collaboration with recognized service organizations that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has. That's a bit of a tip right now. You can use our searchable directory on lcms.org for recognized service organizations that have mental health services and see how you might connect with their work and engage with your congregation, your community nearby. And I think you can also search it by location, like state and city as well. So that could be helpful. You know, Steph, is there anything else that you'd like to share as we wrap up how Christians can provide care for their own mental health and well-being and the people that are around them?
Maybe two things that come to mind, probably because I'm a pastor's wife. Don't be reluctant to share with your pastor if you're going through a mental health challenge. Like Sarah will say in her interview, they don't always take the place of a licensed counselor or psychologist, although there are rare exceptions where your pastor actually has gone through training and is certified and licensed as a counselor. But often a pastor can provide the spiritual care that is needed along with the mental, emotional care that psychologist or counselor can provide. The Word of God is living and active and always needs to be part of any mental health toolkit. I also want to say that this whole concept that we have, which is really our theology of God's mission here, is beautiful, even in this way, as we talk about mental health, because God's mission is right where we're planted. It's right where we are. And so if this topic feels foreign to listeners, that's okay. We're going through this learning process together, but it shouldn't be as overwhelming as it sounds, because what you do is you look down at your feet and see where you're planted. And then you look up and look around and you ask two questions. You ask, where am I? Where are my feet planted? And then as you look around, who am I with? And those are our neighbors. And so those two questions help us identify who's closest and who do we care for and who's in need. So I thank you, Tiffany, for allowing us to spend this season talking about this very important topic that the church is doing a better job of talking about. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that even we could play a small part in bringing this to light.
Thank you, Steph, for talking about this with me and with all of the other guests. It's absolutely been a joy.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.